I want to just have you open your Bible, and so we can read one verse of Scripture. I did some research this week, and of course we was in camp meeting and everything, but thinking about today and even yesterday and last night, I learned something or saw something I'd never seen before. And I want to read first this text. It's in Matthew chapter number 5, please. Matthew chapter 5. I'm not sure if I told you where I wanted you to go to first, but I want you to look at verse number 16. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, if you notice the words, if you have a Bible written in red, words preceding that and after that are all in red, and it goes all the way through chapter number 7 and all the way over into, actually, in the beginning of chapter number 8. And so all of this is one long text right in the beginning of our Lord's ministry. Now, here's a little truth I learned. I was going to go through and preach and look at God the Father in the Old Testament and God the Father as we come on into the New Testament. And you know what I found out? I found out those Old Testament saints didn't see him as Father. I found only as you come to the book of Psalms, it says this, he is a father to the fatherless. They said he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They prayed to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But when the Lord Jesus Christ came to give his life a ransom so that we could be born again, so that we could become the children of God, he began his ministry and he said this, he'll be your father. He taught his disciples to pray, our Father which art in heaven. You don't find that anywhere in the Old Testament, because you and I have a unique relationship made possible through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can be born again and become a child of the King. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot to that. Now, I'll have to deal with it later, maybe Wednesday night. I want to share that with you and what a wonderful relationship. I was wondering, is Brother Mark here this morning? I had a truck driver. There he is right on the very back row right here. God bless you, my brother. He has a ministry and up in Kentucky. And he said, Brother Billy, we're on vacation. We're going to come by the day. And I told him, I said, I may not preach. But Brother Mark, I hope you have enjoyed and your wife have enjoyed the service today. And I want you to meet him before you leave. He's right there on the back row. Amen. But our Lord taught us to pray like this. Our Father, which art in heaven. Thank God he is God of the universe. Thank God he's creator of all things. Thank God he said in the Psalms, this God will be our God even unto death. But the Lord Jesus Christ brought us into a unique relationship as he, when we get born again, God who is the creator of all things, omniscient, all powerful, now becomes our Father. And we look to him as a child to a father, and we have that wonderful love relationship. I want to thank the Lord for you. Thank the Lord for all the fathers here. Thank the Lord for my son Charles, for my son Avery, for my children, my grandchildren. I thank the Lord for my son-in-laws. They are a blessing. This morning, John, who had to work today, and Becky's husband, texted me and wished me a happy Father's Day. And thank the Lord for the family. And he said he thanked the Lord for Becky and for God giving her him, and for the fact that through the influence of her, and then the Word of God in his life, he got saved. And you remember when he got saved, here not very a couple of years ago. We thank the Lord for that. I do thank the Lord for Jim and for all that. And then my daddy, and then for Regina's daddy. I thank the Lord for them. Will you stand with me and we're going to have a word of prayer together. We're going to close this morning. Let you go home and spend some time with daddy. Now, we don't have any services tonight. And just for while I pray, let me just say this to you so you'll know we've got the rest of this month. We're going to have great services. Look for the Lord bless. The first Saturday in July, in the month of July, we're going to try to knock on 500 doors. So I'm going to ask all of you that can and will to come at 9:30, the first Saturday in July, July the 1st. meet here at 9:30. We're going to have a word of prayer. I'm going to give you some instruction. I ask you to give 1 hour if you can. And we're going to go through, start it out right in here. We're going to start going out. Now, through the month of July, in your subdivision or wherever you live, I want you to pray about having a day when you could have some of the ladies and men from the church to come. Just go through your subdivision. And all we want to do is knock on doors and meet people. We're not going to try to intrude, not going to try to spend a long time with them. We're going to say, hey, I'm from Benson Grove Baptist Church. Just want to let you know we're thinking, we love you and praying for you. I'd like to invite you to church. That's about all I want you to do. Make contact with them. Let them know where we are. Amen. And then Lord, lead from there. So that's what we'll do that first Saturday in July. Then at 5 o'clock, we're going to come back. We're going to have a good hot dog, watermelon, and all that. Our 4th of July celebration is going to be on the first Saturday in July, starting at 5 o'clock. And Mercy's Cross is going to sing. The Swatako family is coming back. They're going to, Leslie and the girls are going to be singing. And we're going to have, Brother Chris is going to bring a message. On that Friday night, Brother Tim is having teen camp all that weekend, a drama camp, and they're going to do an awesome presentation on Friday night. We'll say more about that then. But let me give you something where you kind of plan your schedule. We're going to have that on Friday night, have the celebration here on Saturday. Great services on Sunday morning, Sunday night. The 4th is on Tuesday. So we're not going to have a prayer meeting on the 3rd, on that Wednesday. You have all of that weekend. So if you want to plan for your family around the 4th to have an extra day, we want you to have, you make that Wednesday a special family time for you and your family. So we won't have a prayer meeting on that Wednesday. 4th on Tuesday, we will not have a prayer meeting. Just give you some time to spend with your family. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for your mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing us to be here. And God, I pray the Holy Ghost of God, Lord, bless every dad that's here. I want to thank you for their godly influence. Thank you, our Father, for the blessing they are to me and my family. Thank you for the great blessing they are to this church and to this community. Wherever they go as salt and light in their work, I pray, God, you'd bless them. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, you'd just give every family a great time together today. And we pray, God, that you'd bless. Lord, we praise you, magnify your name, and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.